In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Gospel today, our Lord goes to the area of Tyre and Sidon, near the coast of the Mediterranean, where there were pagan cities, and a Canaanite woman comes up to him and asks him to cure her daughter, who's possessed by a devil. And she has a faith. She believes in the devil, obviously, and asks our Lord to free her daughter from Satan. And she asks him, and he doesn't say a word, and probably walks off, although it doesn't say that in the scripture, but probably. And then she keeps asking his disciples for that favor, and our Lord tells his disciples that he has come only for the house of conversion of the house of Israel. But she continues to come up to him and ask him for the cure, and he says to her the same, that he's come for the house of Israel. It's not right to give the food of the children to the dogs, really testing her, calling her a dog, really, and her people. And she says, but even dogs eat the scraps from the house, that fall from the table of their masters. And our Lord says, you have great faith. You have great faith. Even though I have tested you, you have this strength, this faith, and you kept persevering, and so your faith is to be rewarded. And he cured her daughter. And this is an image of what happens in our prayer life. We don't always get what we ask for right away, even though he does say, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask whatever you ask in my name, and it will be given to you. Our Lord says those things, but he doesn't say we're going to get it right away, and he doesn't say we're going to get exactly what we ask for, because, of course, children don't always ask for things that isn't best for them, and we don't always know what is best for us. But whatever we ask for, God always listens and always grants us grace and merit and reward for every prayer that we ask for. And so in that sense, it's always answered. Our prayers are always answered. But there are very good reasons why we don't always get what we ask for right away. Because we don't always appreciate it. We don't always ask for what we need right away. And it's not always good for us to sort of push the button and get what we ask for right at that moment. That instant gratification is not good for us for that, because we don't appreciate what we get. We don't strive for it. We don't desire it strong enough. And we don't appreciate it after we get it, if it was right away. And so our Lord wants us to appreciate what we're asking for, especially, and to ask for those things that are really, really good for our salvation, really good for our neighbor. Of course, if it's things that we need on a daily basis or for our neighbor needs, and we ask for them, we have the strong faith, we will get them right away. But if it's for virtues and if it's for conversion of sinners, these are things that are so great and so important that it takes a lot of requests. It takes a lot of effort to obtain them, to grow in a virtuous life. We have to show perseverance. We have to show longevity. We have to show that we're going to keep striving, and we're going to show that we're going to be faithful day in and day out, year in and year out, not just at the moment. And this is something that takes training and takes learning and takes that perseverance that shows that we are going to be there in the long run. We're going to continue in the long run. And so our Lord doesn't give us what we ask for immediately for those reasons. But at the same time, every prayer we ask for is again meritorious and gains grace for us, and it develops a relationship with God. And he will give us, you know, if it's a virtue, something that takes a while to obtain, And we will receive it little by little as we grow stronger and stronger and learn to appreciate it more and more. And then we grow in trust in God that He does answer our prayers and He cares for us and wants us to be good and holy. And so we grow in that relationship and grow in that trust in God, and we keep turning to Him. So we want to, it develops our prayer life. If we don't get what we ask for right away, it develops our prayer life, and it develops our desire as well for what is good and holy. And we don't get it right away, we want it more. And so we ask for it more, and it keeps growing, and our desires keeps growing. And our Lord wants our desires to be very, very strong for very holy things, like virtue and closeness to God and a prayer life, spirit of mortification and penance, all the holy things of our church and of imitation of Jesus and Mary. These are very great things that we have to desire very greatly. And St. Alphonsus says, if we don't desire to the point of tears, sometimes God won't answer our prayers. So we do have to have that strong desire for what we're asking for. And that's developed through this continual petition, continual prayer, continual asking from our Lord. And when He does say ask and seek and knock, it shows that if we don't get what we ask for by asking, then we seek. And if we don't get it after seeking, then we knock. He's showing that we need to keep coming back, keep praying, keep persevering, keep asking incessantly, unceasingly, until we get what we ask for in the end. And again, if we're asking for things that are not for our good, you know, a lot of times we ask for abilities and talents, which, you know, which we need, we think we do anyway, or that would make life easier. But even then, we can ask for so many times and not get it. And, you know, even those times, we sometimes need to resign ourselves to God's will, that He doesn't want to give us and maybe will not give those talents to us that are going to cause pride in our hearts and cause us to forget Him or not pray as much and not rely as much on Him. So sometimes we need to really see with wisdom that something is not God's will and not ask for that, not seek that, but to resign and accept God's will. But in general, we can ask for many things and keep asking, and especially if it's virtue, we know God wants us to obtain virtue. So we should keep asking and never stop asking, even if it takes 10, 20, 30 years to get it to the end of our life. Again, every prayer is not wasted. Every prayer gains merit and virtue and grace for us. So a prayer is never wasted and is always answered in some way by God, we know. So let us persevere in prayer.